Rwandans voted for president today for the second time since the country's 1994 genocide. Voters began heading to polling stations well before they officially opened at 6 a.m. Analysts say the outgoing president is likely to win a second term. The run-up to the campaign has been marred by a series of attacks on outspoken critics of the outgoing government. Kamboni missionary Father Julio Albanese is director of magazine publications for the Pontifical Mission Society. He spoke to us about what's at stake in these elections.
The real issue at stake is that Rwanda is a small country in the very heart of the region of the Great Lakes. Yet, if during these years this small country has played an important role at political, international level, it is because of Kagame. He's the man who has defeated his ancient enemy, Juvenal Habyarimana. He's the man who has managed to conquer Kigali in 1994. The promise was democracy. In actual fact, the country is still split into two parts. On one side, there are the Tutsi, on the other side, the Hutu. The division are still there, and this is a big problem. Also because during these years, since 1994, there's been a policy, let us say, of retaliation against the Hutu. I think from this point of view, we cannot split the scenario between two parts. On one side, the good ones, on the other side, the bad ones. There is no doubt that this country needs really reconciliation. And for sure, Kagame, from this point of view, during these years, he has failed. No doubt about that. Even if, from an economical point of view, he has managed to rebuild the nation, yet the social issue is still there. Especially the fact that there is not that kind of unity that this small country needs to go on to look at the future in a positive perspective.